Welcome to There She Goes, a podcast to inspire women to take off on a solo adventure. I'm your host, Catherine Sullivan. Independent travel presents an extraordinary opportunity to connect to our world and ourselves, and it's never too late to start. Here, women like you share stories of conquering their fears and experiencing the world on their terms. Let's get going. Hello, friends. It is so good to be back here talking to you. I know it's been a little while, it's been a few months, but I hope that you are doing well wherever in the world you are. And I'm excited to be back here bringing you season two of There She Goes. For those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome, welcome. So happy to have you here. And I'm so looking forward to sharing even more stories of women who have set out alone on some solo travel that has changed their lives. Just a quick intro about me. I am Catherine, and I'm an American currently based in London, and I love traveling solo. And my passion is sharing that with other women who are interested, maybe intrigued, but maybe a little bit nervous, concerned, just not sure where to start. My objective through this podcast and through my community online called Vivian Travel, check us out, viviantravel.com. I aim to provide you with resources, with stories, with motivation, with inspiration, answering any questions you have as you prepare to set out. So, for those of you wondering where I've been for the last few months, well, I have been primarily here in London. Why I've been quiet is a number of reasons. I moved from one end of London to another. I'm now based in the southeast in Greenwich, which is an absolutely adorable, quaint little part of town. Has a lot of history, a lot of nautical history. It's actually home of Greenwich Mean Time, GMT. I'm sure you're familiar with that. What else? I started back at school. I'm actually a full-time master's student in hospitality at a university here in London. I also began a part-time job. So there's been stuff happening behind the scenes, but like I said, so thrilled to be back here. I have so many women I am excited to speak to and share with you. So we will get to that starting very soon. But this time I thought I'd start off with a short solo episode because the holidays are coming up. People like you are going to have some time off wondering what to do. What can you do? So I thought I'd just share some of my solo travel tips going into the holidays and early next year. All right. So my first piece of advice, and this goes for any trip at any time, during a pandemic or not, is to be intentional. Before you start planning a trip, before perhaps you've even selected a destination, it is so important to know why you're going, what you hope to get out of it, what are your goals and objectives, how do you want to feel while you're traveling, and how do you want to feel when you return? Starting with that foundation will help you make decisions as you go, both in the planning process and when you're actually out traveling. For example, let's say you really want to focus on the arts and the culture wherever you're going. And then once you arrive, you find out there's this amazing dance show happening the next night, but it's a little bit pricey. Knowing that your intention was to fully experience and immerse yourself in the arts of that destination, you won't hesitate to invest in that experience. Or let's say you headed to the beach to relax. You really just needed an escape from your daily routine. You wanted to rest. And then a new friend invites you to the full moon party the next night. We're all a little susceptible to FOMO. I completely understand. But if you can recall that your intention was to relax, you'll be able to say, thank you, but no thank you. I'm just going to read here in my hammock and sip my coconut water, but you have fun. Of course, you're allowed to stray from your intention. You're allowed to do whatever the heck you want to do. That is the beauty of solo travel. So, girlfriend, if you want to go party all night long under a full moon, do not let me or your intentions stop you. But in my experience, it does help to have set that intention, have it in your mind so that you're making decisions for the right reasons. I bet you didn't know that there's a whole field of academic research focused on why people travel. Yes, it's true. And I have read a lot of articles about it. I'm writing a dissertation on solo female travel, of course, so that's given me the opportunity to read up on how academics are thinking about travel and what drives people to travel. My favorite theory, yes, I have a favorite theory, is called push-pull. The theory is comprised of two tiers, the push and the pull factors. So the push factors are social psychological motivations between one's desire to travel, and pull factors are more external factors that lure a person to a certain destination in order to fulfill those inner desires. Does that make sense? So a push factor could be getting out of your daily routine, could be connecting with others, reconnecting with yourself, simply relaxing. And then pull factors would be more along the lines of learning something new, experiencing a new climate, simply immersing yourself in novelty. And interestingly, studies have shown that the satisfaction after a vacation is tied more to the push factors than the pull factors. So in fact, where you're going matters a lot less than why you're going. So to wrap up this point of being intentional, my recommendation would be to sit down with a journal and just start writing about what you want and try to get deep down into the emotions, because the more you know about how you want to feel while you're traveling and when you return, the more likely you are to be able to actually achieve those feelings during your trip. All right, my second tip is around expectations. It is important to set our expectations before we start traveling right now. Like most aspects of our life, travel today does not look like travel a year ago. My goodness, last December over the holidays, I traveled to 5 different countries on 3 different continents in just 5 weeks. And let me tell you, that's not what intentional travel looks like. Part of it was a necessity, but it still happened. And it simply is unimaginable these days. Like I just mentioned, escape from the daily reality is a top motivation for travel. But unfortunately, we simply can't escape from COVID right now. Unless for some reason, New Zealand lets you into their borders, but I'm sorry to say that's looking unlikely. So it's crucial that when we do travel, we go in with the right expectations. The truth is, there are going to be fewer options open to you, and that means fewer restaurants, fewer shops, perhaps museums are closed, theaters are temporarily shut, and there will be fewer people to interact with. And people who are around are going to want to keep their distance. And I know from experience, and I'm sure you do too, it's hard to form a connection with a new person when you're both wearing a mask. And this is particularly difficult for solo travelers like us, because we don't have other people to interact with. Something else to be aware of is that the spontaneity that I love as a solo traveler is a little more difficult. It's not impossible, but a lot of places do require advanced reservations right now because they can simply accommodate fewer people given the guidelines. So it's important to do a little more research going into it. Make sure you can get the reservations at those places you really want to go, and then allow yourself some spontaneity in the in-between times. And of course, it goes without saying that you'll be expected to adhere to the local guidelines and regulations wherever you are, which may be even stricter than at home, but I don't need to tell you guys that. I guess I mention all of this not to dissuade you, but just so that you can go into your travels with the right expectations, because at the end of the day, happiness and contentment are simply a reflection of how close reality is to how we thought things would be, right? So as long as you go in with realistic expectations, you should be fine. And there's always the opportunity to look on the bright side of things. For instance, in my experience, people working in tourism, working in hospitality. They're very excited to have guests back. Just like for you and me, it's been a long, hard, lonely year for them, and their livelihoods depend on travelers just like us. And also, the plus side of not having many other people around is you won't have to deal with crowds. You won't have to deal with long lines. So that's pretty cool too. And at the end of the day, it's different than before. Okay, definitely it's different than before, but you're still out there. You're still traveling. You're seeing the world. You're doing new things. You're getting outside of your comfort zone. And that is something to celebrate, my friends. All right, now on to tip number 3. So this is for the stage when you've selected your destination, you're ready to book some tickets, assuming you're going to be flying there. Work with a travel agent. I'll be completely honest with you. Until recently, I thought travel agents were a vestige from the past, left over from that prehistoric time before the internet, before Skyscanner, Booking.com. But I gladly stand corrected. One myth about travel agents, which you may be familiar with, is that they're more expensive than booking your own flights. But that's simply not the case. I've learned that travel agents, through their networks, they have access to deals that you can't find on search engines that simply are not available to us lay people. So rather than costing more, a travel agent may actually save you money. And what they will definitely save you is headaches. A lot of airlines are offering flexible tickets these days, but I would still opt to work with a pro right now. There's still a lot of uncertainty about travel, and travel agents are the people you want to have on your side when things don't go according to plan. If you find yourself in a pickle, for instance, let's say your departing flight is canceled a few days before your trip, they can help redirect you to your destination, or perhaps to a new destination. And heaven forbid you've gotten to your destination and your return flight home has been canceled, they can help with that as well. Wouldn't you rather have a real person, a professional on your side, rather than having to wait for hours online with an airline? One thing I love about solo travel is that it forces us to solve problems on our own. But that doesn't mean we should go out looking for them, especially not this year when, let's face it, we've already dealt with enough. I'm excited to be sharing an interview with a travel agent coming up soon, so keep an ear out for that. And yeah, in the meantime, find yourself a friendly travel agent. It just makes a lot of sense. Okay, on to tip number 4. Go with the flow. Even if you set reasonable expectations for your trip, you select a destination that seems to be open and safe, there's always a chance that flights will get canceled, borders even may close, and flexibility is the name of the game this year. Let's say something happens, your plans change, you find yourself disappointed, angry, frustrated. A moment of wallowing is, of course, allowed, even encouraged, but we've got to pick ourselves up. So when things seem out of your control and you're feeling down about it, don't rush to react. The best thing I've found is to make sure the basics are covered. And by basics, I mean basics: air, water, food, shelter, rest. Make sure your physical body is well cared for first. Maybe that's a deep inhalation, having a snack, taking a nap. And from that point, we can change our perspective. We can work on our mindset. If we have the means and the health to travel right now, we're doing great. We're going to be fine. And once we have the basics covered, our mindset covered, then we can turn to what to do next. How can we turn this into an even better experience than what we have planned? What is the next best thing we can do in this moment? Be open to all possibilities. If your dream destination closes its borders, maybe you can treat yourself to a few nights in a local hotel or Airbnb. Or if your luggage gets lost, maybe you can buy a new outfit for yourself in a style that you never would wear around home. What if everything happens in our best interest? What if the universe has our back? I think about those questions often, and they might sound pretty woo-woo, but they offer me a lot of comfort as well. So that brings me to tip number 5, which is connect to your intuition. If you feel in your heart that you're ready to travel, don't let other people's fears dissuade you. Travel throughout this entire year has been a very personal decision. This goes for all aspects of your life at all times, but no one knows better than you what's best for you. So if you do decide to travel, take advantage of that opportunity to connect even more deeply to your inner voice. Solo travel is this separation. It enables a separation from your personality, responsibilities, what other people expect from you, this character that you've developed, and all that combined makes it the perfect time to tune in to the truest version of yourself. From 2018 to 2019, I spent a year traveling mostly solo, although some beloved friends came to visit me here and there along the way. I distinctly remember walking along the beach in Colombia with one of my friends, the last one who visited, just days before I returned to the States, and she asked me about my biggest takeaway from the year. Without any hesitation, I answered, trusting my intuition. We live in a mental world. It's so focused on reason and explanation, and yet we have this inner wisdom that is our greatest guide. I could talk about this all day, and I will be sharing more on the topic coming up. But for now, as someone who's lived most of her life focused on rational decisions and doing what I thought other people expected of me, I am hereby granting you permission to do the opposite. To listen in deeply, follow your intuitive nudges, and do whatever feels right. You know what else is totally okay? If your intuition is telling you not to travel. Maybe you have time off and you think you should go somewhere, take advantage of that. Or maybe you're feeling some pressure from family to visit, but you just don't want to. You just don't have that excited feeling in your stomach. Listen, I hear you. I am staying put in the UK for the holidays. For the first time in ages, I'm not traveling, and it just feels right to me. But for those of us staying home, we can still have some fun connecting to our intuitions too. Just because we're not on the road doesn't mean we can't take this opportunity to do whatever we want in the moment. Maybe that's dancing around the house in your Christmas cap pajamas, or maybe that's just me. Maybe it's baking a batch of cookies that you aren't going to share with anyone, or one of my favorites, going on an intuition walk. It's just as simple as it sounds. Step outside without any route or any destination in mind and let your inner voice guide the way. You never know what treasures you might find around the corner. Something else I'm planning to do soon is to make a 2021 travel vision board. Just hop on Pinterest, see what images spark your interest, spark your joy, compile them together and see what patterns emerge, or just have fun looking at what the future might hold. I'll keep you posted on mine. And if you want to explore this whole intuition thing further with me, please get in touch. I would love to talk to you about how I can help with that. I'll also link to my Inner Voice website below. It's a brand new offering I have, which, like I said, I'll be talking about more in future episodes. Okay, my dears, that is a wrap on my top solo travel tips right now. Of course, I've only touched the surface. There's so much more to know about traveling solo, especially in the midst of this pandemic. But if you have any questions that I haven't answered here, I would love, love, love to help out. Just reach out to me on any number of platforms. Check the show notes for details. Let me know what burning questions you have. The rest of season 2 will be kicking off soon. And if you have any special requests for guests you would love to hear from, let me know that as well. I also have a wish list of guests that I am excited to talk to or hopeful to talk to. And I'm just going to put this out there into the universe that my number one guest who I'd love to speak with is Catherine Sullivan. And no, I don't mean myself. I mean the first American female astronaut in space. Yes, we share the same name, and I'm so grateful for her for shielding me on any Google searches for my entire life. But talk about the ultimate in solo travel. How cool would that be? So if anyone has any connections to NASA, hook me up. All right, have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you soon. That's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to hit subscribe and share it with a friend. Rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts also helps other women find us. For more on solo travel, visit vivientravel.com. Wherever you are and wherever you go, I hope you have a beautiful day.